Welcome to the Draft Wire podcast. I'm your host, Luke Easterling, editor of the Draft Wire at USA Today, SMG, and we are kicking off our first full episode of this podcast with a very special guest. You're going to learn a lot more about him in the coming weeks. If you don't know about him already, you should. One of the top defensive prospects in the 2018 NFL draft class. I am pleased to be joined by Penn State safety Marcus Allen. Marcus, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good. Just here watching the game and stuff.
Yeah, crazy game right now. We're in the middle of we're getting to the end of Panthers and Saints is when we're recording this right now. So this game has definitely given us more excitement than the earlier one today, where we were thankful just to see someone find the end zone at all.
Right.
So we'll pick it up. Winning an MVP award in your bowl game. I mean, what kind of punctuation mark was that on a fantastic career that you spent at Penn State? What did that mean to you to kind of leave the field with that kind of performance?
It felt great, you know. It was a humbling experience. Just to end my career off with a win, because usually, like, every time we used to go and like practice for the bowl game, we'll like remind each other on how we felt on like losing that Rose Bowl game and letting the seniors go off with an L. And like our goal was to just go into that game and, you know, just play our butt off for one last time with this full team. And that was my mindset, and that was the whole team's mindset. And it just, you know, just for us to get that W, and for me to get defensive MVP, you know, I was just extremely blessed and thankful for it.
Now, it doesn't take long just watching you play the game, watching you interact after the game. You know, you obviously, it means something very special to you to be a part of Penn State football. What has that program meant to you, and why is it so important to you to have been a Nittany Lion?
You know, Penn State, you know, they mean so much to me, far as like my whole life, like far as Every time I used to go up to Penn State, I used to just like kick it with some of the Penn State football players, and like we grew a relationship through the recruiting, and like I made a great relationship with the coaches as well, and the fans in the Nittany Nation, they just a great fan base. And And the tradition behind Penn State is just extremely, extremely strong. When I picked Penn State, I just knew that it wasn't no turning back, because of how much I love State College. And when I went there, it was nothing but like hugs and just happiness from all the fans. And you wouldn't see nothing different, or see nothing like that at another school. So like, they had a great education and great big time football. So it was no turning that away.
So you grew up, you know, being around Penn State football and loving it. What were some of maybe the moments you remember as a fan, and who were some of those players that you kind of grew up looking up to?
I looked at Franco Harris. You know, my father, he's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. He grew up in Pittsburgh, and he has that strong Pennsylvania tie with Penn State and the Steelers and Pitt. So like that like rubbed off on me. So like all the like legends that came through Penn State and the Steelers and everything, that just rubbed off on me as well. And just looking at them and just in a wow, you know, it's amazing of how many great players came out of that organization.
Now, you talked about the Rose Bowl loss last year and how that kind of fueled the fire for this senior class to make sure that you guys went out on a positive note. Coming into this season, you know, to have kind of Penn State in your blood and be something that you're so passionate about, to be named a team captain, what did that mean to you to start off your senior season?
it felt good because that's a great accolade to have. And me becoming a team captain, you know, I always wanted to be that coming into Penn State. And just achieving that goal just meant a lot to me as well. Like coming in with Jason Kabinda, Grant Haley, and, you know, all the guys in my class and me talking about that and with each other, it was just amazing that my teammates felt that way about me and they picked me to be team captain.
What went through your mind when you blocked that field goal against Ohio State?
Oh, I mean, I was hyped. I don't know, man. It's just, it was like my team needed a play, and I just try to do my all. Like, we schemed that play in practice so much. Coach Huff and Coach Spence actually created the play as far as the field goal block, and we practiced it over and over and over again, and it was consistent. Like, I was blocking it in practice all the time. But when we were in the game, I think in the first half, they called the play, and I came through free, and I missed it by a hair. And then they called it again in the second half, because then in the second half, I asked Coach Huff, like, what did I do wrong, and like asked him for adjustments, and he gave me all the adjustments, and I just went in and used everything he had that I asked from him, and I blocked it, and it was just crazy to see Grant scoop it and score, because like I knew nobody was gonna catch him.
Now moving the focus away from the college game to the process that you're about to undergo now, you know, it's obviously the craziest job interview I think anybody can really go through. I definitely don't think I've had a job in my life where I'm about to be asked the questions and be forced to jump through the hoops, both literal and figurative, that you guys are. What's on your mind now as you start that process, moving from being a student athlete to making this, you know, your full-time job as a football player? What's going through your mind right now?
You know, it's just a dream come true, to be honest. I'm still chasing my dream, so I was like, I'm not letting my foot off the gas, and I'm just going full throttle now. You know, from college, and now I'm just everyday life is football. It's a complete difference in my eyes because, you know, sometimes in college you got school, you got study hall, and then you got this and that. But as far as what I'm doing right now, is my whole focus right now is everything on, like, just getting better and focusing on what I got to do to perform well at the combine and, you know, at my pro day, and just football based, you know, and that's the biggest difference. And this is literally my chance to, you know, reach my goal and reach my dream that I always wanted to be as a kid.
Now, as a football player on the field, what do you think your strengths are that you bring to the game as a defender?
Well, I would say that, you know, I'm vocal on the field. You know, I'm that quarterback type of guy that's going to, you know, scream out the plays and tell everybody what they have to do. And I'm like the quarterback of the D. And I just like to have fun on the field, and I definitely come downhill. You know, that's what I'm going to bring to the table.
Now, anybody can fire up a highlight tape on YouTube or even look at some of the, you know, the All 22 and the full games and kind of get a feel for who you are on the field as a player. But a lot of the process that I think fans don't see, and it can be equally important, is what happens when you're able to sit down with these teams and the executives and have them get to know you as a person. What do you feel like, you know, fans may not necessarily know about you or strengths that you bring to the game off the field that are going to be important for you being successful at the next level, some things that NFL teams are really going to like about the way you approach the game?
although I like to have fun, as far as me, my personality, I like to just express my personality on the field and off the field. I know when it's business, it's time to be like talk business, you know. Whenever it's professional setting, I'm ready to like be professional about my stuff. So that's one thing that I believe some people don't know about me. But everything about me personally is that I'm just a guy that's gonna just bring a spark to the locker room, bring a spark to the defense, and let everybody make the team just be more happy, you know, and exciting. That's what I think is my best attribute in my personality.
Now, you mentioned how much you love to have fun. Obviously, all of us who have social media enjoyed all of your post-game Twitter videos this year. So the important question I think everybody wants to know is, can we expect those to continue once you make it to the next level?
To be honest, I would definitely want it to continue, but my focus is on, just reaching the NFL first, you know, and then getting it adjusted to the NFL, you know, and making sure that I understand the playbook and everything. So I have to achieve those goals first before I, you know, do that.
Now, you talked about growing up, your dad being a Steelers fan and that being a team that you looked up to. They're picking late in the first round. I know that's a range that some people have, you know, kind of projected you a little early, you know, being in that range. How much would it mean to you? Are you trying to keep that out of your mind and just keep your mind open? Or, you know, would it be really special to you to end up being a Pittsburgh Steeler at some point?
My mind is open to anybody. Like, I just – my dream is to be drafted. You get what I'm saying? So I just want to be for – I'll be blessed to get drafted by any team. So, like, that's my main focus.
So you're about to make the jump to the next level. You know, obviously you've been watching football for a long time. Are there any players that you're, you know, looking up to that are in the league now, maybe guys on offense that you're looking forward to going up against and proving yourself?
I love Cam Chancellor's style of play. And, you know, that's a guy that I look up to. And as far as this year, I love looking at Landon Collins play as well. The way he comes downhill and attacks the football, and he could play in a box, that's the type of player that I would want to be. So he's a great guy that to model yourself after. So.
Now, if I was an NFL general manager and I was sitting across from you and you had, you know, 30 seconds to a minute to convince me that I needed to use a draft pick on you, what kind of player am I getting if I draft Marcus Allen?
Exciting, well-coached, mature, and hard-hitting football player that knows his plays.
All right, man, before I let you go, I always like to get a little bit of off-field information on my guys that I have on the show. So let your fans know, let our listeners know what kind of music you're into, maybe what your favorite TV shows are right now.
Music I listen to, a variety of music. But the artists I listen to is I listen to Uzi, of course. I listen to Kodak Black. I listen to Gunu, Cutiful, A Boogie. That's a lot of Young Thug, Future. It's a lot of artists that I listen to, you know. And as far as TV shows that I'm watching, I was just trying to watch that new Netflix show with Will Smith. I forgot what it's called, though.
The movie Bright?
Yeah, Bright. I heard everybody's talking about it being good, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I haven't checked it out either. We'll have to compare reviews after we get a chance to see it.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I tell you what, man, I really appreciate your time. Like I said, it's, you know, you've somebody who's impressed me on the tape, and it's always nice to get to know the person kind of off the field. So I'm sure we'll get to catch up as the process moves along. But either way, we wish you the best. And again, thanks for taking some time and talking with us today.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Once again, that was Marcus Allen, Penn State safety, joining us on the Draft Wire podcast as our first guest of the season, first guest of the podcast. So huge thanks to him. He's a guy that early on really caught my eye as far as his game. I like well-rounded players. I like guys that can cover, guys that can come in the box and stick their head in there and make plays. I think he had a safety against Pitt where he flew down on a screen pass and made a great play. I like to see guys with instincts like that that can sniff out those plays. And it's just fun to get to know these guys. You know, you kind of forget when you're watching the games that these guys are just regular humans like the rest of us. And again, one of the things we want to bring to the listeners and the fans as a part of this show is to be able to connect the players with their fans and with the listeners and kind of bring humanity to the game and let you see that these guys are just people like you guys that want to watch Netflix and listen to Future as well. So, again, thanks to Marcus for his time. I wish him the best in the draft process. We're going to have plenty more guests, whether they're prospects, whether they're writers and analysts in the field. We're going to have a lot of things to offer you here on the Draft Wire podcast. So that's our first episode. It's in the books. Again, hopefully we'll have things ready on iTunes pretty soon. Until then, keep listening. Once we get there, subscribe, leave us a rating, let us know what you want to hear from this show. We want this to be the draft podcast that you want, that you build, that you listen to on a weekly basis. And again, the only way we're going to do that the right way is to give you what you want to hear. So again, I'm Luke Easterling, editor at Draft Wire, USA Today, SMG. And this is the Draft Wire podcast. Thanks for listening.